61. A crazy criminal. Don't delay, put him in jail, said the constable. It was a deliberate act of stealing. He is nothing less than a juvenile delinquent who commits deleterious acts. I don't think his delinquency is the issue, I replied. He committed these crimes while in a state of delirium. His demeanor is typical of someone who is mentally ill. We must delve into his mind and find the source of his delusions. It is a delicate process. All right, we'll do it in your way, said the constable, losing his patience. Let's interview him. Who are you, young man? I asked the strange boy, raising my eyebrows in curiosity. I am a delegate appointed by the President of the United States, replied the boy. He has dispatched me to the Colorado River Delta. I must help the two warring factions to delineate their territories and to establish a fair demarcation line between their realms. Delete those fancy words, boy, said the constable with a stern voice. Don't delude yourself into thinking that you're someone important. I don't wish to demean you, I said to the strange boy. However, can you explain why an important delegate like you would need to steal so many expensive chocolates for such a mission? It was necessary, replied the boy. How else was I supposed to make them demobilize their massive armies? I had to give them a peace offering that they could share in celebration. You know the wise saying, don't you? What wise saying? We asked with interest. Delectable treats can achieve great feats, shouted the boy. Did it work? We asked with greater curiosity. Yes, but only for a short while, he replied in a dejected voice. The chocolates were so delicious that they started fighting over them.